Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with Robert Cresante, President and CEO of International Franchise Association, IFA.org is the website. And Robert, tell us a little bit about IFA, please.
Absolutely. We're at the franchise.org is our website, .org. It's a nonprofit. We represent franchisors, franchisees, and suppliers that are in the business. We fundamentally teach and have courses and certifications on franchising. And my strong advice, as I said last time, before anybody buys any franchises, please educate yourself and get in to our foundation side of the IFA and take a look and see there. There's a lot of educational materials. But,
I've been encouraging people to look into franchising for a long time. I call it entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines. And I've been sitting in the IFA for 20 years, Robert. I've known you guys, about you guys for a long time. So, folks, what Robert is helping us with is some of the issues that all of us are experiencing in small business. But his beat, of course, is franchises, and so he's got that platform, and his work helps us. What is good for franchises, folks, is good for everybody else. So, Robert, two things you want to talk about: liquidity. And also liability. And I'm going to start with liability because we just left that off in the last segment.
Yeah.
Folks, one of the things people are concerned about, as you know, Robert, is if I bring my employees back to work and somebody gets sick, am I going to get sued because I asked them to come back to work? If a customer comes in my business and they can claim to have gotten sick from one of my employees, can I get sued for that? If an employee got the flu from another employee, nobody got sued. If a customer got the flu and they thought they got it from this company, nobody got sued. This is different, isn't it?
We have we're tracking over 4,000 lawsuits at this point, Jim, that have already been filed related to this.
The bar is killing us.
And they're growing. They're growing exponentially, 4, and they're being serialized.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's right. Just all you have to do is, use the same text, search and replace the name of the business here and get going. So, you couldn't have made my points better than I have. You know, small businesses are already, being hit with these lawsuits. And, we've got, claims of negligence and violation of safety and health requirements, denial of hazard pay and false advertising and wrongful death and emotional distress and all of the kitchen sink thrown into this process.
And Congress needs to help us with that. There needs to be some kind of a firewall between us and that jeopardy, isn't there?
That is exactly right. And I told the members of Congress with whom I've spoken, this is not a matter of first impression. They've done this. Mm-hmm. Previously, they've done it in the Y2K scenario. They helped people who were doing the right thing. We're not asking. No small business here, Jim, is asking for a blanket immunity for reckless conduct. We want to have a narrow, focused exemption that is temporary, that requires lawsuits to be in abeyance for people who follow their rules.
Absolutely,
that are either promulgated by the federal government, the CDC, their local health department.
I only got about a minute. Yeah. I want you to get to the liquidity part quickly.
Yeah, liquidity is very hard. And, I don't need to tell you, we need policies to help franchise small businesses retain employees, meet lender obligations and to ensure safe and clean and compliant environments for their employees and their customers alike. And, they've been husbanding their resources and holding on to their money as you've been advising folks to do as well, Jim. But, the cost of reopening a business now is significantly higher. And when you have thin margins and you're buying a lot of hand sanitizer, PPE, personal protective equipment, and you're testing your employees, as in some of the food service space is required in different
states. It's a lot of extra money, and you might not be able to raise your prices for it, but if you can, you need to. Robert, I'm sorry, I got to wrap it up with just
your
what an awesome report today. Will you come back sooner than
Thank
later?
You. Yes, Thank sir,
you.
Always.
Thank you. Robert Crisanti, ladies and gentlemen, IFA.org. Check it out. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.